Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blevino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank everybody for all the love and support. Off top, I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'd like to thank Madman UNG Radio, CryKey.com. I'd like to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine for putting us in the 9th issue. And like I said, I'd like to thank all the artists and everybody that's been calling in, networking, and showing love to the radio station and showing the fans, you know, much love and support and vice versa. And on tonight's show, we have AT on the line. And like I tell you guys every night, I'm going to let the artist introduce himself. And right now, AT, say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, man? I just want to, number one, give a special shout-out to Crazy Mo and Kimmy for having me on the show. And also a shout-out to Jameezy for giving me the opportunity to come out here and, you know, and get on the radio. But hello, world. My name is AT, local artist from Roseville, California, and suburb of Sacramento. Just graduated college back in May. So I was, I was a student and played college basketball as well, played 4 years of college ball. So, you know, now I'm just, you know, I'm doing my artist thing. I have been for a long time, and as far as, you know, me dreaming about it. So I'm just happy to be on the radio, man. It's good to talk with y'all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And big ups and much love and shout-outs to Jay Meezy. He was just on the show. He did his interview. You know, he got all the love in the world. He already know already. And off top, when did AT pick up a microphone and start rapping?
So for me, it really started when I was younger. You know, I played the trumpet when I was in 5th through 8th grade. So, you know, for me, I learned about music when I was young. And I grew up in a house where we listened to, you know, anything from Led Zeppelin to Luther Vandross. So I heard a lot of different things. So I picked the mic up officially, though, in 2010. So it's been 2 years for me. I'm in a group, T314, independent record company. It's called Atypical Records. And, you know, we just really try to make music for the people. You know, I'm a young kid. I'm 23. And, you know, it's all about just making the type of music that everybody can feel these days. And so that's really where I come from. You know, 2010, I started, man. So, you know, been a couple years for me.
That's what's up. Can you give out your information to anybody who want to hook up with AT?
Oh, yes, no doubt. So, everybody, I'm a big tweeter, big guy who's on Twitter all the time, man. So follow me on Twitter at RealAT, and that's R-E-A-L. A-Y-E-T-E-E underscore 314. And on my Twitter page and my information, you can find my YouTube channel. Follow me or subscribe to my YouTube channel, T-E-E 314. And check out the videos. My one of my songs actually out there is called Spaz Out 2.0. My most popular video that I had, shot it when I graduated from college. And that's the main kind of vehicle that I've been using, the main song I've been using. So check me out, man, on those two main sites. And then on Facebook, of course, you can find me. Type in that search bar, A-Y-E space T-E-E, and you'll find me pop up, Roseville, California. So just a couple of different spots, and I got links all over those websites as well to my SoundCloud and Reverb Nation as well. So I'm all over the Internet.
That's what's up. And right now, while we got you on the line, can you give out a positive message to all the young upcoming artists that's trying to come out in the industry?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. My main advice to the young artists coming up, man, is just Stick to what's really about you. You know, stick to what's true to you. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Just be the person that you've grown up to be, and be the person that everybody knows you to be. And if you just give the people you, that's pretty much all that you got to do. The second you start, you know, acting like you're somebody you're not, you know, your fans are going to see that, and it's gonna negatively affect you. So stay true to yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself, and that'll take you places, no doubt.
That's what's up. And what are some of your goals in this industry?
A lot of my main goals in music really is just to kind of bring a voice to music that really hasn't been heard, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different types of music that have come out over the years, of course, as we know. You know, a lot of things have been kind of redone or remolded, but what I want to try to bring is just this mindset that you don't have to, you know, dream so big, so young, and think that it's not possible, you know what I mean? You know, young kids, myself growing up, I wanted to be in the NBA or be an artist. So, you know, these days, you know, with the way the economy is and, you know, the way that, you know, student loans are going for kids that are trying to go to college, a lot of kids are sacrificing their dreams just because they don't think that it's possible. So I just want to bring a mindset that anything is possible, anything. If I could go to college and play college basketball full-time and be a captain and still do this music thing and make something happen, you definitely can do it. And I just put my mind to it and stuck with it. And if you do the same thing, I think that, you know, it'll probably work out well for you. So I'm still on the chase. You know, I'm still on the rise, but I'm gonna try to keep this positive mindset as much as I can. That's my main advice to people, too, is just be positive. Music is fun. You know what I mean? Music is a fun thing.
That's what's up. And what are I want to ask you, who are some of your inspirationals that that inspired you to do music?
Oh, well, number one, we came from moms and pops. You know, growing up in my house, like I was saying, we listened to all day. It was just music playing from records, my dad's old records, you know, whether it be Prince 1999 or whatever. I'm 3, 4, 5 years old running around the house listening to this stuff. So it came originally from my parents. They were all for music. And, you know, my mom often, you know, when you were in the womb, you know, I'm playing all this jazz music and everything, and they both worked at music stores. So it came from moms and pops. And from there, it came from me just having a passion for it and just really trying to attack it and go after it. I've always been a writer since I was a kid. I was kind of I wasn't like a shut-in, but I had my specific group of friends that I would hang out with, but I did a lot of writing and a lot of drawing. And so poetry has really been a big aspect of my music as well. So it came really from moms and pops. And, you know, Lord willing, they stick together for the rest of their lives. They've been married 25 years, and they set a great example. So moms and pops, of course, the influence right there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now we're going to get into a quick break. And right now I want you to introduce the song right here called Spaz Out and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, this song right here is called Spaz Out 2.0. You can check this video out on YouTube.com. But really where this mindset came from was the beat was made by a man by the name of Creek, Houston, Texas. And shout out to Young Game as well, man. I haven't, you know, it's been a minute since we kind of linked up, but shout out to him. They came up with the song concept and helped me write it. So the song's really about having a good time, spaz out, party, be safe, of course. So here it is, Spaz Out 2.0 from your boy AT off of Backpacks and Dreams, the first semester. Check it out.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here. I put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. AT, Spaz Out 2.0.
You know what this is?
Should be played at high volume.
Atypical.
Should be played 2, 3, 4.
I spend all week stressing about paper. Give me some paper. Find me some flavor. I see a couple haters, but they don't faze me. Old team, we up next. We on deck. King Grip kids. Soon as she found out she was gone. She was gone. And you should pick me number one overall. I can care less what you think. Those you wear, you drank, you drink this. Leaving neighbors pissed, we living this. It's all year, the clicks are here. We out in, living life free. That's how it is. And every single chance we get, we throwing our hands in the air like this. Like this, props go. It's your night, get right. All night. Get a cup for a mix it with the Sprite. Get ready to spaz out. Let a young man just provoke ya. Forget some airplanes. And we gon' get it in, okay? I hope that's not a problem, babe. I try and say that we're too young, but we're just trying to have some fun. So get your cup, yep, mix it with the Sprite. Get ready to spaz out. Oh,
Radio. That was your boy AT with Spaz Out 2.0. And right now, AT, I want to ask you, if you made it to the peak of your career, how would you give back?
Oh, man, the number one thing I would do is definitely try to give back to the universities and to the colleges. My big thing on college is, you know, for me, growing up in a home where, you know, my pops was one of the first kids to go to college in his home, in his family, and I was the firstborn son to, and first grandchild to graduate from college in my family. It's something that's real important. And especially as young African Americans, we need to get ourselves in college. We need to get ourselves degrees. We need to keep moving forward. And so my number one thing, first big paycheck I ever get, will be going directly to the universities and to helping kids get scholarships and internships and things of that nature to get them to where they want to be. Because I was privileged enough to be able to get a scholarship to play basketball and cut some student loans, but some kids aren't. So, you know, I want to be able to help them out, definitely.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. And what makes you different from everybody else in the industry?
I think what makes me different is that fact. The fact that I went to college and stayed in college is something that really separates me from a lot of other artists, because I went to college and graduated with a degree in marketing. And marketing is something that's directly tied to your music. And I took a business mindset to my whole career in general, whether it would have been me playing basketball or me making music. And I think that's the difference. And I can understand business, you know, situations a lot as an artist. You know, I don't just need somebody to represent me to do it. You know, our independent company, Atypical Records, is organized where you have our artists, myself, Panda and Keddy, shout out Panda and Keddy, T314. And then you got our manager, one of my best friends, Mackenzie White, shout out to him as well. And he went to Cal Berkeley and graduated, you know what I'm saying? So we just want to, I just try to be more business savvy than most artists. That's what I try to be, definitely.
That's what's up. And why should the fans even accept you into this music industry?
I think the reason being is just because I'm just myself. I don't ever give off this facade that I'm somebody I'm not, you know. People respect realness these days, especially from artists. You know, one of my favorite artists is Wiz Khalifa, and reason being is, just because he's just him. He just gives you him. You know, I didn't even become a fan really until I watched the Day to Day video of him. And it wasn't even him doing his music. It was just him and the Taylor Gang being themselves and just giving you personality. And that's what we give off, is just fun times, goofy times, but seriousness when it's necessary. And I think that's why people should open their arms up and accept me into this game and us into this game, because if you're looking for somebody to give off what's really real about them and what's going on with their real life, we're the people that you want to talk to. So we've heard that from, you know, a lot of people. So hopefully that embrace us, you know what I mean? We want to just give you guys some good music and good times.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
And how can your music change the music industry?
I think what my music can do really is kind of cross over even more than what's going on now. You know, you're seeing a lot of, you know, different, like, hip-hop songs being mixed with dubstep songs, et cetera. For me, I don't really have a bias towards any genre. So I'm really, really willing to work with a lot of different artists, you know what I mean? And that kind of breaks that hatred down in the game. You know, it's a lot of hate that goes on in the game. So I'm trying to just be that guy that is willing to work and willing to have fun and willing to open my mind up to a lot of different genres. And I think with that being said, I think it'll be a good thing for the music industry moving forward.
That's what's up. And right now we're going to get into another one of your songs called TM101. And I want you to let everybody know the concept behind this track.
All right, so the concept behind this track, this song directly describes my experience in college. You know, when I was in college, I had a girlfriend, I had basketball, I had practice, you know, I had study halls, class, et cetera. So time management 101, that's what the TM stands for, is what the song's about. So time management 101, once again, off of Backpacks and Dreams, the first semester. Check it out.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station.
All right, here we go.
Myself up, I'm missing all them notes, and dang, that girl is cute and yo, stay focused, come on bro, all that's a distraction, I'm all about that action, Jackson, and I ain't off the field, but I might need some Adderall, study for real, on the go, all the time, so much on my plate, do I have the time, do I have time, hey, class practice to my girl, yes that was my life, this is time management 101, get it on the go, on the go.
Shout out to everybody that even gave me an opportunity to start doing this in the first place, man. You know, shout out to Creep, who made those last two beats. Shout out to Young Game for believing in me and supporting me. And, you know, and shout out, a big last one is shout out to my family, man. Shout out to my moms, my pops, 25 years of marriage, and also putting me through college and helping me through college, and my sister. You know, you will never know how much I appreciate it. So those are the big ones right there, man. Shout out to all y'all. I got love for every one of you. And, of course, big shout out to my man, Crazy Mo, and then Kimmy, straight up. Because y'all, I really do appreciate both of you guys having me on the radio. I really do. I'm excited about it, man. So shout out to y'all.
That's what's up. You got much left on Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. Anytime you got anything new, anytime you want to promote anything, you got any flyers, snippets, anything you want to hand out, need a street team, come holler at us. We'll help put the word out there. We'll help get your material out to the fans. You know, that's what we do, is free networking to everybody. You can promote anything you want, jobs, anything. You know what I'm saying? We also talk about life situations, and on Thursdays we have the music industry night with special guest Madman of UNG Radio. You know, we just talk about everything, all issues, how to change this industry and make it better. So I'm saying, this is coming straight from the streets and the people that from the underground. It's really the underground talking to the mainstream. So I'm saying we're the strong, we're the voices that's trying to make everybody else's voices be heard.
Exactly.
So if you ever want to call in on Thursdays at 9 o'clock, same time, PST, Pacific Standard Time, West Coast Time, it's all good. So I'm saying
definitely.
But right now, I want to ask you, who do you think is hot and who's not in this music industry, underground or mainstream, in your opinion?
Right now, who's hot and who's not? So right now, to me, who's real hot is, to me, of course, I have a bias towards Wiz Khalifa just because that's one of my favorites, but he's hot right now because he dropped Taylor All the Dice in March, Captain Fever 2. That was a very, very good project, and he's got ON IFC coming out in December. And Matt McDougal just continues to get better each and every track. So he is hot right now. I'd say him and Kendrick with Good Kid, M.A.A.D City that just came out are really doing well for themselves right now. And then as far as who's not, I mean, it's kind of tough to say right now. You know, there's a lot of dudes that are on, but one thing that I didn't really understand was the French Montana 50 Cent beef. You know, I'm a big fan of French Montana. I just didn't understand what was going on there. And, you know, career-wise, you know, 50's done a lot to, you know, end a lot of careers. So I like French Montana a lot, and I just want to make sure that he, you know, knows what's going on there and, you know, make sure his career is right. So that wasn't the hottest move to get at 50, but, you know, we'll see where that goes. So who's hot, who's not? Wiz and Kendrick is what his favorite. Have you heard that Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
What'd you say?
Also, have you heard that Kendrick Lamar album?
Nah.
Yeah, it's real good, man. Real good. If you ever get a chance, check it out. Check it out. It's real good.
I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to go check that out. And while we got you online, everybody out there, I'm putting them on Blast Radio, all the fans, all the supporters, please go out and support AT. So I'm saying, go out and look him up, Google him. So I'm saying, add him as a friend, network with him. So I'm saying, connect with him, you know, collab, do something, make some money. So I'm saying, shine, make some videos, do it one time. So I'm saying, like Messi Mars say, make a toast to life. So I'm saying, quit, you know, come down off that ego trip. So I'm saying, you know, let loose a little bit. It's all good. It's all love. So I'm saying, and what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
The things I do like about the industry is just the opportunity to reach people, you know, to be able to take your own thoughts and put them down on a piece of paper or a notepad and give it to a fan base and have them receive it well. It's one thing that I really, really love about the industry. It's not the money. It's not the glam. It's not any of that. It's the connection with the people. And then one thing I don't like about it is how it is really money-based only. You know, there's a lot of great artists out there that aren't necessarily overly rich, but they have rich words, you know, and their content is rich in itself. So, you know, it often gets kind of miscued. So I kind of, you know, want the game to kind of focus more so on the substance, get back to the substance, and not so much worry about the materialistic things, which do come with it, but understand what's more so important.
That's what's up. And right now, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, whether it's negative or positive? It could be about music. It could be about yourself. It could be about anything. You can keep the names anonymous, even if it's us as hosts. Hopefully, we can talk it out, and by the end of the show, we can, you know, become cool. And, you know, so we can let the world know, you know, we know how to make peace because we grown and we ain't on no, you know, other ego, you know, no other shit. But it's all
right,
good,
exactly.
You know,
no doubt.
But
well, no, I'm going to put on blast. Yeah, no doubt. Positively, I want to go ahead and put on blast my William Jessup University, my school I graduated from, put on blast the men's basketball team. They just won the out last night, you know, and it's positive for that because we just got a brand new arena. So, you know, they're going to have the brand new arena rocking, having everybody coming in there, having a great time. You know what I'm saying? So I put all of y'all on blast, and I challenge y'all to do better than we did last season. You know, we had a season last year where it was some ups, it was some downs. We had expectations that didn't come all the way through. But I hope that my former teammates learned from me, just work hard, stay true to yourself, and good things will happen. And I just want to put them on blast and tell them have a great season, man, straight up.
That's what's up. That's a challenge.
What's up?
I'm saying,
that's a challenge,
Jeff. Last year. That's a challenge. It's right here on the radio, you know. It's documented. Bam. But AT, I'd like to thank you for calling in to the radio show. You got
anytime.
Much love. We salute you. Like I said before, anytime you want to network, you feel free to come back, contact us, put them on blastradio@gmail.com, onblastradio@gmail.com. And everybody out there tuning in and listening, be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We need to unite. We need unity. And we need to support all our local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And we need to really stop the violence. So I'm saying everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere.
And we need to work together. And we need to change your music up. If you guys not... Don't just put out any old kind of music. Work on your craft. See what I'm saying? Don't worry about how long it takes. So I'm saying just work on your craft and then put out some good material. Take your time, put them out single at a time, however you're going to do it, and then let them present it to the world so that way you have a good product. So you're for sure to make the money. Don't flood the industry with a bunch of garbage music. Sit back and study first. Don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to your family. Go to perfect strangers. Make some songs. Go stand out on a corner and bust a rap in front of these people so these strangers are giving them a CD and, you know, try to convince them that you're going to be the next hottest artist out there in the world and they need to focus on you and they need to support you. So you need to go out there and put in work like that. So
no doubt.
I said, you know, practice first and study and then you need to work on your craft and then present it to the world. And get out there and see if the strange people will buy your stuff and listen to it. If they won't buy it and listen to it, go somewhere else. You know, if they won't do it, that means you need to work on, you know, go back to the lab, do it again.
Exactly.
Over. But it's all good. It's all love. I'm not hating on nobody. I'm going to let it be known. You got to work on your craft. But like I said, you know, much love to you, AT. And
appreciate it.
Oh, I want you to introduce this track called Wow and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
No doubt. So this track is real special to me. Reason being, the man that made the beat is on that William Jessup basketball team. Shout out to my main man, Marquise Robinson. Beat is produced by Smoking Keys. Song is called Wow. It's called Wow. So go ahead and enjoy this, man. Comes from Two Hoopers. He's trying to make it. That's pretty much it. So go ahead and check it out. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Here goes Wow.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here. I'm Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. AT, Wow.
Wow. Wow. Shout out to Big Keith, man. Mainly on these balls, man. Let's go. Yes. It still flood the airways. They say I'm on the rise. Look in the sky. No vodka, but pop up your top. In the back of the class, straight daydreaming about the truck, facing watches that gleam when you see him. It's about 10 o'clock, AM. In less than 24 hours, it's time for AMs. Lord, forgive me for all of my sins. In your name, I pray. Amen. Temporary resident of Staybridge. It's so sweet, no pun intended. Listening to AT is on my fans' agenda. The flow Antarctica, cold as a night in December. Or a girl 5'2 with them green eyes. Pretty face, small waist with them thick thighs. You gotta realize time is money, so we stay on our grind now. Hey, tippy, tippy cow. Hey, tippy, hey, tippy, tippy cow. Hey, tippy, hey, tippy, tippy cow. Head to the sky, cloud nine, and it's going down. It's going down. Yeah, the beat go wild, wild. It go wild, wild. The beat go wild, wild. It go wild, wild. I'm writing so much, typing so much. Man, my hands hurt. Wet and triples, it ain't nothing like you injured. No homo, this a perfect promo. Bet you catch a cold after listening to this, bro, bro. Go so hard every day, that's how it's gotta be. Nothing's given to you for free, you gotta work for thee. Die, why, what you mean, it's obvious, now isn't it? Like me getting it in, ask me what's up and I'ma give you what the deal is. Y'all can give up, so now it's your feelings. School grind got me focused, diligent up on my path. Sometimes I hate it, but I gotta take myself to class. Sacrifices that I've made, what'd you make? I'm always down to do whatever, whatever it takes. You gotta realize time is money, so we stay on our grind now. Hey, tippy, tippy cat. Hey, tippy. Hey, tippy, tippy cow. Hey, tippy, hey, tippy, tippy cow. Head to the sky, cloud nine, and it's going down. It's going down. Yeah, the beat go wild, wild. It go wild, wild. The beat go wild, wild. It go wild, wild.